The birth of modern science was preceded and accompanied by a development of philosophical thought which led to an extreme formulation of the spirit-matter dualism. This formulation appeared in the 17th century in the philosophy of René Descartes, who based his view of nature on a fundamental division into two separate and independent realms, that of mind and that of matter. The Cartesian division allowed scientists to treat matter as dead and completely separate from themselves, and to see the material world as a multitude of different objects assembled into a huge machine. Such a mechanistic worldview was held by Isaac Newton, who constructed his mechanics on its basis and made it the foundation of classical physics. From the second half of the 17th to the end of the 19th century, the mechanistic Newtonian model of the universe dominated all scientific thought. It was paralleled by the image of a monarchical god who ruled the world from above by imposing his divine law on it. The fundamental laws of nature searched for by the scientists were thus seen as the laws of God, invariable and eternal, to which the world was subjected. The philosophy of Descartes was not only important for the development of classical physics, but also had a tremendous